the rest of the story. Back to the miners. Back to the miners? George could hardly believe it. But there was J.J. Lennon, the owner of the Boston Red Sox, telling George he was being sent back down to the minor leagues. The young man searched his mind for reasons. For a pitcher, he was not a bad hitter, right at 200 most of the time. Of course, the inexperienced hurlers helped keep his average up. And to be honest with himself, his own pitching had weakened, a far cry from his pitching debut in the majors, a shutout six-hitter. But there was another problem. His Boston teammates, George was too cocky, they thought. They resented such demands as daily batting practice for a rookie, and for a pitcher at that. So, J.J. Lennon stroked his black mustache thoughtfully and told George he was off the team. He would be sent to the Boston farm team, the Providence Grays. Well, George knew all about the Grays. The clam diggers is what the fans called them. A good place to get lost for a professional baseball player. Lennon tried to console George. He said, "You're a fine young pitcher." He told him, "You'll be all right." And yet, if the Red Sox owner had had such confidence in George, why didn't he keep him? And why, after George went to play for the Grays, why was he permitted to pitch only 10 innings in 6 weeks of games? Well, that's what George wanted to know, and he was never to find out. The Grays were in the so-called International League. They played in Canada sometimes. They played in Canada that same summer, in September, in Toronto. Now, the Grays were in a slump. They needed something to happen. Saturday, September 5, something happened. And that brings us to the rest of the story. George's pitching arm started working as it had never worked before. I mean, one Toronto batter after another went down swinging, and the Grays piled up the runs. The home team, none. 7 innings, 8, still no score on the Toronto half of the scoreboard, and George was still pitching, and he finished the game with a 9-0 shutout that afternoon. A one-hitter. Sports writers called it baffling. They said George's hurling ability was dazzling. But they all missed the significance of something that happened in the sixth inning. That was when Toronto pitcher Ellis Johnson was on the mound. And he threw that one pitch to the opposing pitcher, George. He threw to George while George was at the plate, and George sent that ball all the way out of the park. It was a home run. The pitcher had hit a home run. And it was George's very first ever official home run as a professional ball player. And it was the only one that he was ever to hit in the minor leagues. For George was subsequently sent back to the majors, where he was to distinguish himself not as a pitcher, but as one of the most spectacular hitters of all time. Sports historians like to recall that George hit his first home run on foreign soil. But now you know that the crack of a bat that should have been heard round the world was not, because it was drowned out by the cheers for a young pitcher named George Herman Ruth. That's right, Babe Ruth. And now you know the rest of the story.